one year when we had some things we had to do the whole day. We were running some errands and we were together from like 6 o'clock in the morning. And it was on a Friday, and in the evening he had to go fetch his daughter for the weekend. And the whole day I look at him and I don't say a word, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what, maybe he's got something surprised or something planned for me. And the evening he comes home and he brings Jordan, and she walks in the door and she looks at me and she goes, "Happy birthday, Nielsa," and he goes ashen. I didn't know if I wanted to feel bad for him or if I wanted to punch him because he actually forgot. But yeah, that was I think the worst birthday experience with him.
I was standing there while she was doing it and I was like, "Whoa, I forgot the birthday. What am I gonna do?" And she saw it on my face. I couldn't do anything. And I just did apologize to her. And yeah, I think that is my least romantic moment.
Apparently not. How did that proposal happen? Tell me that.
Oh, wow. That is another story. So he actually proposed on the third try, I think. Yes. The first proposal, he walked into my office one day. And he puts a ring down on the desk and he's like, "Here's your ring." And I'm like, "Huh?" I'm like,
"What?
No.
No."
Yes. I'm like, "You're not proposing to me in the most stressful environment of my life. So that's not happening." I said to him, and besides, it's not the ring that I wanted.
She actually turned me down because of where I proposed. She said that it didn't suit her, it wasn't conducive. She wanted it to be at a more romantic place or venue. Yeah.
Well, the lady's got a point. I mean, you did rock up at her work and put it on her desk. I actually can't think of anything less romantic than that, Raymond.